How do years go so fast? But I think as we get older, the percentage of our lives that a year is shrinks, right? So our 2-year-old right now, it's half his life. So that's a big deal. A year was a long time for him, but not quite so long for Galena and I. You'll see Galena and the kids, they're coming along. They're not here quite yet, but they're coming along from Ottawa as well. So we're excited to all be together with you this morning. And just, it's always such a special thing to be in family, isn't it? And that's how we feel when we come here with you guys. Even if it's a whole year since we've seen you, we know that you carry us in your heart, in your prayers, and we feel in family, in community with you, even from afar, even from the Far East, Loban. So we actually met, for those of you who don't know us, we met in Thailand, so we met a little further east yet. And Galena is from Russia, I'm from Ottawa, and my family knows some of you in the room from before I was born. And so this has been home, this area has been home, but we've been living in Nova Scotia for 10 years now. It was 10 years ago, the end of this year, that we kind of made our way back to Nova Scotia after an accident, but 10 years we will complete working and living in Nova Scotia this year, and that seems also to have gone quite quickly. 10 years married, we were married 10 years ago and a few months. We're married in Ottawa, and just reflecting, I'm giving that kind of timeline just as a background to a bit of what I'll share right now quickly as an update. So this year we're just sitting with God, what is it that you have for us? As we end a decade, it's kind of a significant milestone. We both turned 40 this year as well, and that's a milestone of its own. And so we're reflecting, God, where is it you want us? We came to Canada. We've been working with Youth with a Mission, or YWAM, as some of you know, and we're still connected with Youth with a Mission. We came to Canada to intern for a year or two, 10 years ago, and here we are still. So we still ask God every year, and more than often than every year, is this where you want us right now? And for now, it's been affirmed by God, yes, stay in Nova Scotia for now. We work with a nonprofit, not YWAM as well. It's called Care Impact. And if the slides come up, we can have a quick peek at those for now. So Care Impact is where I've been spending most of my time, most of my ministry time the last several years, especially the last two. I took on a role leading the learning arm of this organization. Very small, very young organization, but we're seeking to equip and connect the Canadian church in the space of child welfare. So that looks at supporting those who foster and adopt, but way more. And so we get to work as a team nationally. That's partly why I could be on this little trip Loven mentioned. We were able to zip down through the States and see some folks we hadn't seen in quite a few years, especially the last 3 or 4 years. People significant to us, a community that Galena had back in Russia when she first came to know Jesus about 20 years ago. They were from a missions team from Wisconsin, so we made our way all the way down there. But we get to work with this organization in Nova Scotia and from Nova Scotia, but also with an impact nationally across Canada. So we're connecting with churches and communities in about 6 different regions using a tool, if you look at the next slide. I'll give a quick background here first. So we work interdenominationally with lots of different church communities, and then we connect with social service for providers, so child welfare professionals and others that might not initially have that relationship with the church, and a variety of diversity of people that we connect with across the nation. And our heart is to be community with the church at the forefront. Care Impact sits in the background really as a catalyst who's known for interacting in the community and making impact in the community in the lives of children and families is the local church. So that's our heart. So you don't hear a lot about Care Impact because we're in the churches supporting and equipping and connecting the local churches and doing the work through the local church. We have a podcast. We've been doing that for a little over a year. You can always tune into that and hear some of the conversations of folks that are involved in this movement that we really see God is leading us in, but leading many more beyond us in connecting the church in supporting vulnerable children and families. And we support prayer initiatives and other kinds of gatherings. So you can go to the next slide. So we use a tool called Care Portal. In some communities, we've started piloting using this tool. It's used across about 40 states in the U.S. now, but it's just simply a digital tool that allows the church to receive needs from a social worker, essentially. So it's brilliant. You can ask us more about that if you're interested in being able to pray over that, and hopefully one day you'll even see it here in the community. We are connecting with some folks in Ottawa. You can go to the next slide. And this is what I lead the learning arm of the organization right now. So we're looking at what are the learning journeys. We like to, it's not a one and done sort of training, but what can we be learning intentionally in a process of taking in and putting into practice as the church, as we want to support and seek to support vulnerable children and youth and families. And these are the things that have come to us, this idea of working together, collaboration, mental health, culture and reconciliation, understanding poverty. But one of the kind of places where our heart really beats in a passionate way, Galena's and mine, is this area of trauma care. And so that's a lot of what I spend my time actively training in myself. Some of the other things, we have other organizations that will link folks to through our work. We'll link to other organizations that do excellent training, but trauma care is one of those pieces that God's really put on our heart. So you can go to the next slide. And yeah, so connecting, equipping, and you can tune into the podcast. So those are some of the things that we're working on as we are in Nova Scotia, but have this heart nationally. So you can pray for our family and for vision for this year. Beyond this, I have a real passion and heart for ministry, even beyond what I'm doing right now in this role of leading the learning arm of Care Impact. And so one of the things that I have really on my heart, some of you know, is camps. And actually this weekend, you can pray for me, I'll be in Moncton for the second annual gathering of all camp staff that want to attend in a conference that'll be equipping those young people for the camps that they are signed up to staff for the summer. So last year, Crandall University, the Christian University in New Brunswick, had this idea and this vision, and somebody said, hey, you should talk to Tim about trauma care training. And just a couple days ago, they called me up and said, your session is the one we're most excited about having at the conference. Can you do more of this conference? Can we have a dialogue on the stage? And I've just been really excited, not because I get to be there. I've been really excited that I did some research in the area of understanding trauma in the context of Christian camps in Canada, and came up with, there's not much there. And with this such a heart and passion, as you've heard me speak on this before, I'm so excited that this network of camp directors that is leading a conference to equip all of the staff in a singular event is passionate about having that at the conference. So I'm really excited. So you can pray for that. You can pray for Russia and Ukraine. My wife, as I mentioned, is from Russia, and some of you know how close that is to our heart. We have friends and family on both sides of the conflict, and so our heart beats heavily for that. So for prayer, I know many of you are praying. Galena's mom was able to be with us for the whole winter, so 3.5 months. So that was a real highlight. So thank you for those of you who prayed, and I know Galena did a little fundraiser to bring her mom here by painting cards, and many of you in the room may have purchased some of those. So thank you. It was a beautiful visit and just a beautiful time together as family. Yeah, and then prayer for Nova Scotia specifically. There is a network of pastors and ministry leaders that I gather with, and they're very interested in this whole idea of connecting the church to meet practical needs in the community. And we're in dialogue and have opportunity, excuse me, to work not only, as I mentioned, in other places in Canada that I'm helping support, but I'm really excited about, and we've been waiting, and it feels like 10 years, you know, we've been in Nova Scotia. Where's the movement in this area that God's really put on our heart? And so I'm excited about that connection. So you can pray for Nova Scotia specifically in this area of equipping and connecting the local church.